You're tuned in to Due North on CFUR 88.7 FM, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Foundation of Canada. The following is a news summary presented Wednesday, April 1st, 2026. Starting with the weather, courtesy of Environment Canada, for Clayley Tenay, Prince George, B.C., Wednesday, April 1st, we can expect a high of 4 degrees Celsius with a 40% chance of rain showers and or flurries, dropping to a low of minus 4 degrees Celsius overnight with a wind chill of minus 6 and a 30% chance of flurries. Moving on to Thursday, April 2nd, mainly sunny expectations with wind up to 15 kilometers an hour, a high of 6 degrees, the wind chill making that feel like minus 5 in the morning though, a UV index of 3, meaning moderate, and into the night, we can expect cloudy skies with a 60% chance of flurries and a low of minus 1. Friday, April 3rd, cloudy skies with a high of 8 degrees, and nighttime cloudy periods with a 30% chance of showers accompanied by a low of minus 2. Saturday, April 4th, a daytime mix of sun and cloud with a high of 7 degrees, moving into a cloudy night with a low of minus 2. On Sunday, April 5th, cloudy skies and a high of 9 degrees as expected, and those clouds continue into the night with a low of 0. On Monday, April 6th, the forecast predicts cloudy skies with 30% chance of flurries or rain showers and a high of 11 degrees, with those cloudy skies continuing into the night with a 30% chance of showers and a low of 0 degrees. To report severe weather, send an email to bcstorm@ec.gc.ca or post reports on X using hashtag BCStorm. An update using information from Drive BC. As of Wednesday, April 1st, highways are open in all directions around Prince George. Drivers are warned, though, north of town on Highway 97, between Tudia Lake Provincial Park and Old Hassler Road for about 123 kilometers, watch for slippery sections. That is approximately 24 kilometers south of Chetwynd to 15 kilometers north of McLeod Lake. As of Wednesday, April 1st, according to cyclone.umbc.ca, the air quality in Prince George, Clayley Tenay, in terms of parts per million of particles, 2.5 micrometers in diameter, is excellent, with most monitoring stations measuring 0 to 10 particles per million, with the exception of one monitoring station on the intersection of Progress Road and Vista Road, that is just across the river from Shelley and a bit to the west, reporting an air quality of 13 parts per million. Still pretty good.
And now for the news
bulletin.
If you're into bird watching, loads of migratory birds have been stopping in at water bodies across the region, including Cottonwood Island Park at the confluence of the Fraser and Echaco Rivers in Prince George, and quite a lot of swans in Vanderhoof Riverside Park along the Echaco River. It's a great time of year to look up and see what's flying around, as well as visiting your local wildlife watering holes. You never know what you might see. As March wraps up, so does Fraud Prevention Month, and the Prince George RCMP has shared a number of fraud prevention tips that are explored with more detail on the Due North News segment following these updates. In addition to that, though, the RCMP is cautioning the public to be wary of sharing or forwarding a particular type of social media post known as a heartbreaker post. This type of scam usually takes the form of an original poster, usually asking for help and finding the owners of a lost dog or a missing family member, and encourages viewers of the post to share the post and information in hopes of spreading awareness about this heartbreaking situation. After that post has been shared throughout social media, the original poster then changes the content. The alert about a lost dog or lost child no longer appears, and in its place, a fraudulent rental ad, contest, investment opportunity, health program, or other message appears. And because this advertisement is now appearing on your page, it appears to your social media followers that this ad has been endorsed and vetted by you. Clicking on these ads can then lead to identity theft, a deposit of money, and so on. To prevent becoming a victim of such a scam, when you suspect a post to be suspicious, you can run a search of the original poster's name to see if their account is legitimate, search the keywords associated with the post to see if the same post has been made elsewhere, especially if they have targeted other cities further away from your own town. You could also perform a reverse image search to see if the image has been used for other purposes before sharing. Avoid clicking links that you cannot verify as coming from a legitimate source. There may be a parent website associated with the link that you could search separately on your own to verify the alert or offer is real. Don't forget that you can report such posts to the social media platform so it can be taken down. The RCMP Safety Tips page and Canadian Anti-Fraud Center have more tips on fraud and scam prevention. And in other news for April 1st, 2026.
RS-25 engines lit. 4, 3, 2, 1. Booster ignition. And lift off. The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon.
Pretty good roll pitch.
Roger, roll pitch.
Houston now controlling the flight of Integrity on the Artemis II mission.
Launching at about 3:35 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, the Artemis II Orion shuttle launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida. Canadian Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen is on board, and Calgary, Alberta's Jenny Gibbons was the designated backup astronaut assigned to him on this mission. But Hansen took off. He's in space now. And all this to segue into telling you that the Prince George Observatory has an open house this Friday, April 3rd, and every Friday evening until April 24th. Doors open at 7:45 p.m. with a presentation starting at 8 p.m. Suggested donation of $2 per person or $5 per family is appreciated. And if you haven't been there before, it's on 7365 Tedford Road, Prince George, B.C., towards west, or Natsilnik Lake, not too far off the Blackwater Road. The Artemis II Orion capsule does circle around the Earth a couple times before it peels off out of Earth's orbit and goes around the moon, so there's a good chance you'll be able to see it at some point if you've got the right equipment, provided there are clear skies, which is a big maybe this week. News relating to more earthbound activities for Wednesday, April 1st. Fuel prices in the Prince George Galitane area have risen in places, with the Petro-Canada on 5th Avenue displaying $1.849 per liter, alongside Chevron's Central Street location, Mobil's Ferry Avenue location, the Hart Husky location, and the Hanlon Road Esso location, with lower prices reflected at the Super Save Gas in the BCR site on Continental Way at 167.8, just slightly cheaper than Costco's location on Range Road with 167.9 a liter. That is for gasoline. Price reporting courtesy of the Prince George Citizen. The price of diesel is typically 5 to 7 cents higher per liter. On Monday, March 23rd, UNBC Interim President Bill Owen, alongside UNBC's Manager of Business Development, Claudia Barreira, presented a plan to turn some of its endowment lands into a 4,000-person mixed-use residential development. Response from council was generally positive, and you can hear more on that story on CFA Radio 88.7 FM's Due North. Thinking of the area around UMBC, over at Shane Lake, the SLAM project is underway, which stands for the Shane Lake Amphibian Migration Project. Ashley Sutherland, assistant manager of the Aliza Lake Research Forest, is spearheading a campaign to conduct research on where amphibians are crossing various trails, and based on that research is fundraising to construct boardwalks over these areas for the protection of these amphibians and reduced ecological impact of trail traffic. If you'd like to support the SLAM project, stickers can be picked up in the following locations.
Three of those locations are on UMBC campus, so down in the Thirsty Moose Pub. We also have them at Degrees in Building 10, and they are also in the UMBC bookstore. If we're moving off campus, we have them at Books & Company, Ruckus, Deadfall Brewing, and Overhang Climbing Gym.
More on that story following this summary. Of note, Tuesday, March 31st, marked the International Transgender Day of Visibility across Canada. If you're thinking about getting more involved locally in the 2STNBGD community, consider attending the Northern Pride Society's AGM, or Annual General Meeting, on Friday, April 10th. on UMBC campus in the April Price boardroom of the NUSC building, or Northern Undergraduate Student Center. Meeting begins at 6 p.m. As of Wednesday, April 1st, a missing person alert has been issued for Kason Jace Meisner, a 17-year-old individual who's been missing since Monday, March 23rd. He was last seen on the 700 block of Central Street at approximately 5:30 p.m. and hasn't been seen since. He's described as a Caucasian male, 17 years old, 5 feet and 6 inches tall, 126 pounds, short brown hair, brown eyes, last seen wearing black pants, black shirt, and white Converse runners. The RCMP asks that if anyone sees Kason, they can call the non-emergency line at 250-561-3300 to report it to a police officer. Anonymous tips can also be called in at Crime Stoppers to 1-800-222-8477.
And if you need some events to liven up your week, here are a few events in Prince George, Claidley, Tanay.
A quick message from Rob Stiles, President and Director of Programming at NASA, that's Northern Adapted Sports Association of Prince George, inviting you to a few events.
Okay, so Prince George, we're always free for the first three anyway, so if anyone wants to try absolutely anything, it's always free. We actually have a deal with UMBC as well, so if you're students or faculty, it's free. No matter what you do, you can come out to everything all the time. We have Power Ice Hockey on Sundays at Kin 1, and we have World Chair Basketball on Mondays. We have two sessions at the University at the Sports Centre, 4:30 till 6 and 8 till 10. And we also have World Chair Rugby on Wednesdays, 7 to 8:30. They're open to everyone, and people are more than welcome. If you want to try something a little bit different, we do a lot of individual sports, and we do summer sports as well. We have adapted kayaks and hand cycles, and we have paranordic skis. We do para badminton, we do wheelchair tennis, we have wheelchair track. So we've got a bit of everything in there. People are always welcome to give me a shout, give me a call, or contact me, programs@northernadaptedsports.ca. We're always happy to have people, any age, any gender, any ethnicity, any person.
Check it out. Wednesday, April 1st, head over to the Ominika Arts Center for the Beading Circle, hosted by artist Lynn Biles from Night Owl Beadworks. Note the times have switched for this weekly event from 6 to 9 p.m. to now 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. Learn about beadwork, learn about each other, refine your skills. The circle is open to all. Ominika Arts Center, downtown Prince George. Moving to Saturday, April 4th, again at Ominika Arts Center at 1 p.m. is a Northern Tenant Union meeting. Understand your rights as a tenant in BC. And if you're looking for fun, the Headbangers Ball, featuring Blood to Ash, a new local act, followed by Lure Lick of Willow River, and headliners from McBride, Overspray. That's $20 at the door, doors at 7 p.m., show at 8 at the Ominika Arts Center, the Headbangers Ball. On Sunday, for only $65 at the Ominika Arts Center, a one-of-a-kind painting workshop is being led by a certified Bob Ross instructor, Adam Ross. Adam will guide you step-by-step through creating a stunning nature scene using classic Bob Ross techniques. Whether you're a total beginner or a seasoned painter, this workshop is designed for all skill levels and promises a fun, relaxing, inspiring creative experience. That's Sunday, April 12th, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. All materials are provided. Just bring yourself. And ongoing in the community, if you're interested in volunteering with food systems in your community, rise up with the Public Health Association of BC with partial funding from the Canada Service Corps. Rise Up strengthens food systems and environmental stewardship, open to youth ages 15 to 30. If you've got any questions, contact Cameron Bell, the Northern Regional Lead, at the email northern.riseup@phabc.org. You can search hashtag RiseUpPHABC across a number of social medias. This has been a weekly news summary from the Due North Newsroom. Tune in to Due North, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. weekdays, and 24/7 on CFUR.ca for locally grown, crafted, and curated local news and information. With your host, Ian Gregg, this segment is brought to you in part by the Local Journalism Initiative. Contact the newsroom anytime by emailing newsroom@cfur.ca or by calling 778-693-2387 extension 6. Also view our content online at frequencynews.ca.